Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Bag. Back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, January 4th, 2013. And tonight is a extra special Free Ball Friday. Tonight is dedicated to ninjas. It's Ninja Night. I'm so excited. Been waiting for this all week. I was in touch with a couple of ninjas earlier in the week, and they I proposed. Was it me that proposed a ninja show? I don't know. Whatever. We decided to have a ninja show this week, and here it is. I hope you're going to enjoy it. I'm excited. I do have a little bit of mixed feelings. At first, I was really, really, really happy that that the ninja community was reaching out to me, or there was like a mutual respect thing going on. They seemed excited about coming on my show just as much as I was excited about them coming on the show. But over the course of the week, did a little research on this online ninja community. I also spoke with some with some online ninja experts, and they told me a lot of things to be wary of. So I kind of have mixed feelings. I don't know if the ninjas are coming here as friends or foes. I really don't. I don't even know if they're calling in. Like, they're ninjas. They might have been. They might have been listening to my show since its inception. How would I know? They're ninjas. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. This is going to be an interesting experiment, if nothing else. So I did go through. I did manage to take some precautions. I just in case, better safe than sorry. So I beefed up security here at the studio and online. I hired the Hell's Angels to sort of guard the perimeter and act as bouncers, more or less, for folks filing in to the studio. Also got a great deal on a bunch of pirates that were willing to be security detail on the show. However, I just found out moments prior to the show that apparently ninjas and pirates don't get along, and I'm a little concerned about that, because I hired a shit ton of pirates as security, so I hope things are going to work out. I think everybody's civil and respectful, and I think it'll be fine. I understand that we have a few ninjas on the line and in the green room waiting to come on. That's exciting. In fact, why don't we take a little peek inside the green room and see what's going on inside there. I can't believe this pirates thing just popped up. I had no idea. Like, who would have thought that pirates and ninjas would have a beef? So I hope they're getting along in the green room. Let's just take a quick check in there to see what's going on in there. So we're gonna cut to the green room now. All right, oh my God, that was the green room. Jesus Christ. Wow. Okay. This might be interesting. Who knows? This could be my last show ever. I mean, it might never see the light of day after this. I did also, as a precaution, picked up a sword myself. I was told that I should just be safe, so I have a sword right here with me in studio, right next to me, and I can defend myself. If those pirates get taken out, I'll defend myself to the death. Oh my God. Okay. Composure. All right. Let's start off with a quick chat room roll call. Big ups to Bigger Than God, who is first ease in the chat room. Also Blitzy, Crypt Keeper, Danny Dentalion, Gonzo PhD, Guest, That's right. That's guest. It's not GU357 for people who aren't elite hacksaws. Fuck, a shit ton of guest listeners. Guests. Oh, hang on a second. I have to do some chat room moderation here. Spyco, 2 minutes. Spyco, 2 minutes for being Spyco. Guest listeners. Oh, I wanted to tell you that if you want to join us here in the chat room, there's plenty of shit to be talked. It's real easy to do to sign up for BTR. You get a free account. You don't have to do a show or anything. You just sign up, get a username, you know, get your avatar, and bada bing, bada boom. You're in the chat room mixing it up with people like Carl Barks and Spyco. So yeah, hey Carl Barks. Guess what, Carl Barks? You are the all-time leader in penalty minutes in my chat room. But I have to let you know, Carl, that your record is in jeopardy. Spyco is gaining on you. At the rate he's going, he's going to pass you in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, Carl Barks, another notorious chat room offender. I'd also like to thank King Wishbone for joining me, as well as King Wishbone 2448. My Black Ninja in the house. My Glitter Ninja in the house. My Reporter Ninja in the house. My White Ninja in the house. I think it was my white ninja. It was White Ninja and I who basically set up this whole thing, got the ball rolling on it. Major big ups to my White Ninja. My White Ninja. I love you, my White Ninja. I want to make sweet love to you on the airwaves, my White Ninja. If you like, I can just hand the show over to somebody else, and we can make sweet love all night long in the green room. Also, say hi to Yancey Faith for me. Who else do we got in here? God, people are still coming in. Norwalk. Neil Rauhauser in the building. What up, Neil Rauhauser? Octopus. Rainbow Ninja. What is this? Silent? Silent. Okay. Sanguinarius. What up, Sang? Scarlet Kitty in the house. Hello, Scarlet Kitty. Thank you for your musical request. It will be fulfilled shortly. Norwalk in the house. What up, Norwalk? And who else do we got? God damn, this place is filling up so fast I can't read these names. Stabby McHuggs. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with Stabby McHuggs, he is the BTR ombudsman. He knows everything about BTR. You should follow him on Twitter. He goes by Twisted Indica. He's unfortunately a juggalo, but we look past that just like we do with with Shatter DXS. Oh yeah, Spyco's in the chat room. He's on timeout. We got Vert in the house. X Knight and X U out. Wow, French Ninja's here. Yes, this is starting to happen. Okay, folks. Before I get to the phone lines, and once again, if you want to join the party here, it's 347-826-7667. You can also Skype in. There's a little Skype button. You can see the S icon, that little blue S, or it's a white S inside a blue box. Click on that to Skype into the show. Also, feel free, there are underneath the slideshow there should be some links, to, some buttons to click to put it out, tweet out the show, Google Plus the show, Facebook the show. Although I hope to God none of you people, never mind. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So it's technically Free Ball Friday, and for those of you that aren't familiar with my program, every Friday, Free Ball Friday, no one is allowed to wear underpants, so that means you two ninjas must, you have to still wear your ninja suit, but nothing underneath it, okay? You must be completely naked underneath, or at least not wearing any underpants of any sort. No panties. No briefs, no boxers, none of that stuff, okay? Now, this doesn't mean naked. This is not naked. This is wearing clothes with no underpants. That's the concept, freeballing. And if that isn't enough explanation for you, I've written a goddamn song about freeballing. And here it goes. I'll be right back. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and vibrator too. It's a long day living in the bay. It's a long day 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free balling. That's right, I'm not wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free balling. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
This is not a charade. We need total concentration.
Not fucking the press. We not rock the rest. My style is UFO. Don't totally unknown. You can't fuck with my new step flow. I'm hard to miss. You're going to this, you're going to that. You're fucking new step. So I do it a lot. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You can't fuck with the chosen one. I want to knock your arm on me. Said I wouldn't make it. They said I was a loser. They said I was a no one. They said I was a fucking sucker. But look at me now, all up in the interweb. Worldwide, 2009. Futurista. Enter the ninja. Yo, Landy Fusser. DJ Hardtech. You fucking aren't good. It's my name. I'm a ninja! Yo, I'm a ninja!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
You already, oh yeah, you already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this. Motherfucking Jaya. That's right. Hosting the show, doing a little chat room moderation here. While we were listening to that track, Spyco got 2 minutes for spamming ninja emoticons. Danny Dantalian also 2 minutes for spamming scrolling ninja emoticons. Guest 357 got auto muted for spamming. And Lizardgate, 2 minutes for scrolling. Thank you, folks, for joining me here tonight. I've got quite a few folks on the phone line. I'm excited to talk to each and every one of them. And I'm going to start off with My White Ninja. Let's see. There she is. My White Ninja, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Vince. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm doing so much better now that you're here.
Did you bring your mustache? Because I just came for the mustache, Vince.
Dude, where does this rumor come from that I have a mustache?
This is my fantasy world, Vince. Don't fuck it up, all right?
Why do I have to have a mustache?
I don't know. It's just in my head, bro. I see you.
What kind of mustache, though? What kind of mustache, though?
I don't know, like some 70s porno star kind
of
mustache.
Yeah, a porn stash. Great. You want me to look like a fucking 70s porn star? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying I sound like?
Are you saying you don't?
No.
Because I can hang up right now.
Porn stars, first of all, porn stars
don't
even...
there's Matchmaker Millionaire star, on right now.
Talk. Like, porn seriously. Stars talk. How often do you hear a male porn actor say a word?
All right, 4.1 for you.
Thank you. I would be more like the guy at the strip club that says, "Hey, gentlemen, don't be shy. Show Candy how much you love her." I think I could do that. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't even know where you just went, Vince. I'm totally lost.
Have you ever been to a strip club first?
I refuse to comment on grounds that might dox me.
Oh, my God. Are we going to be able to talk about anything?
I'm a ninja. What were you expecting?
So basically, all we can talk about is Twizzlers and
unicorns.
Lip-
you can talk about unicorns. You can talk about Twizzlers.
Oh, dude, I'm
we
so
can talk about we can talk about King Wishbone because I love him. He's on here. Hi, King. We can talk about, well, we can laugh about Barrett Brown, ow, ow, ow. There's a lot of topics, really, Vince.
What's something that's really bugging you these days? Like, what's some recent thing that's really got you pissed off?
I don't really get pissed off.
Okay, no, well, I mean...
They keep me heavily medicated, Vince. Right now, I've got a fistful of Xanax and a fistful of pills. I'm good. I see. What's got me pissed off? I don't know. We're going to do this show, and then all of a sudden there's all these little coattail rider ninjas that come up from everywhere, and they're like, "Hey, I'm ninja," and little bastards don't even follow me. I'm like, "You don't even know who I am." They're like, "Hey, are you important?" No, I'm not important. That's about it. Other than that, I'm not pissed off at anything.
So you're kind of pissed. I see. Yeah, a lot of people rode the ninja bandwagon, but it's I think what's the saying? When you copy someone, that's like the most sincerest form of flattery or something. I don't know.
Unoriginality?
Yeah. Well, that. But the fact that they're copying you means that you were OG. You were, you know, ahead of the curve.
I came to Twitter, and it was a barren wasteland of Mordor and outrage over clubbed baby seal slippers and... There were all these people shouting, "I am Sabu, I am Sabu," and it was dark and it was horrible and it was terrible. And so I came to bring the lolcats and the bacon, and that's what I've done.
I can tolerate the LOL cats. I can do without the bacon. I just don't care.
Yeah, I heard that about you. I heard that you're like some bacon, non-bacon loving heathen. What's up with that?
I like turkey bacon.
What?
But pork, no. Come on. That's like a dirty animal. Are you kidding me?
We have nothing left to talk about.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just, not feeling the bacon.
Wow. You must have read the story about my grandma making turkey meatballs, right? So every time I go there, nice Italian, you think you're getting a nice Italian dinner. You show up at grandma's house, and all of a sudden she slipped turkey meatballs in because somebody's convinced her it's healthy. Have you ever eaten a turkey meatball, Vince?
Yeah, they're delish.
They're fucking awful. They taste like Gerber mixed with sand.
No way, they
what
taste good.
What are you talking about? And then grandma's like, at the end of dinner, she looks at you and she goes, guess what? Those were turkey. Guess what, grandma? I know that. I spit them out. They're on the floor. I already know that.
Is grandma still alive?
Yeah, grandma's doing great. She's like 94 years old.
Good for her.
Yeah.
God bless her. And God bless the ninjas. I'm glad we pulled this off. You know, I know you're a little annoyed by the coattail riders, but, you know, all that aside, I'm glad that we decided to do the show because I think I have a lot to learn from the ninja. I'm not really familiar with ninjas' work online. I didn't realize, like, obviously ninjas in real life, you know, you kind of know what they do. They just kind of kick ass and they're really, you know, stealth about it. But now that we have, you know, we're in the 25th century or whatever goddamn century it is now, we have technology, and ninjas have adapted to that technology faster than anyone. And I'm wondering, how long have you been an online ninja? And where did the how deep does that rabbit hole go?
Let's see. I've been on the internet a long time. But, you know, there really are no girls on the internet, so that probably is a lie. I probably just got here yesterday. And the rabbit hole of My White Ninja probably goes pretty deep. Neil's on. He can tell us more, right, Neil? You might know a little bit more about me.
Is Neil on your call, or are you talking about he's in the chat room?
No, he's in chat. Say hi,
yeah.
Neil.
Neil's actually called in a couple of times. Hang on, I'm doing some chat room moderation here. Spyco is, I'm not gonna kick you, Spyco, but I will continue to mute you. That's 2 more minutes for scrolling, Spyco. 2 minutes for
Spyco.
Scrolling.
You're breaking my heart here, buddy.
All right. So, My White Ninja, we got some calls to take here. Are you willing to be essentially my co-host and field some calls here from people?
Yeah, light them up, Vince. Light them up.
All right. This first caller is, well, my first three callers are all ninjas. So you might be familiar with them or not, or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they're coattail riders. But we're going to start things off with My Tier Ninja. Welcome, My Tier Ninja.
What's up?
Not much. You're on with My White Ninja and Vince of the Bay.
Oh, she is well aware of who I am. So she knows damn well I'm not a coat rider. Right.
He is my, I am his ankle guard. He is my wingman.
Pretty damn much since the very fucking beginning of all the ninjas and the ninja uprising of 2012, NinjaCon 2012, Op No Pants, so on and so forth. See, going under My Tier Ninja tonight so I can distract you all from what my other two ninjas are doing at the moment, because I am setting up something vicious now that I know you don't like fucking bacon, Vince. I'm so fucking pissed at you. Oh my fucking God. Like, you see my tweets every fucking day. They consist of coffee, bacon, and boobs. Like, seriously. And you've
I'm
been
with
this
you.
Closet
I'm,
bacon
I'm with
eating
you with
faggot.
The coffee and the boobs. Coffee and the boobs, I'm right there with you.
How the fuck can you hate bacon?
How the fuck can you hate bacon? Wait,
shit will kill you.
Hold on. Are you Jewish?
No, that shit will kill you.
That will not kill you. If it does kill you, it'll be a happy fucking death.
What is it?
I would rather...
years, of course bacon won't kill you. We have fucking microwaves, Ben.
You know why the Jews and the Arabs don't eat bacon? Because they know it kills you.
Because they were cavemen sitting out there eating some delicious pork, got themselves some belly worms. We got fucking microwaves now, Vince.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I will push you down the tallest hill of San Francisco for hating bacon.
Vince, next you'll tell us you don't like poop.
I have nothing against the taste of bacon. Bacon tastes delicious. Don't get me wrong. But
okay.
It has zero nutritional value, okay?
Who the fuck cares? It is fucking bacon.
Well, we've already had
that. You don't eat that shit to be healthy. You don't eat that shit and then, I'm going to go on a fucking treadmill. This is my motherfucking meal for the day. No, you eat bacon because it makes you fucking happy. You eat bacon because you want to fat with the fucking grease afterward. Okay, maybe that's just me.
I don't appreciate the harsh language.
You insulted bacon. I don't appreciate that. Was a blow to my heart, man.
For a ninja, my tier ninja, you seem to be losing your cool quite a bit here. Is that normal?
It's just a distraction. It's just a distraction.
Oh, a distraction. Oh, that was a ploy. You were acting. Ah. Good.
You should know this about me by now, Vince. You should know this about me by now.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let me go ahead and take care of a couple things real quick.
What?
Nothing.
No, what?
Nothing. Just being on Ninja.
So, Vince, can you give us your feedback on boobs and unicorns?
Boobs and unicorns.
No, not unicorns. Unicorns with an M.
Get it right, Vince. She will bite your fucking ankles off.
Unicorns?
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yes.
Is it like nigga and nigger?
Yeah. That's not necessarily the reference I would have made. But go ahead, racist.
Whatever. All I do is just call it how I see it, and I get called a Jew, a racist. What's next? What am I going to be next? A Klansman?
You were called a Jew because you hate bacon. I can't help that.
Okay, hate is kind of a harsh word. Maybe I shouldn't have used that word. I don't encourage people to consume bacon on a regular basis, nor do I find the humor in anything bacon, any bacon-related meme on the internet. I mean, why bacon? Why not pretzels? Why? I mean, there's tons of...
What the fuck? A pretzel? You want a dry, crispy fucking cracker thing over... juicy, crispy.
All right,
bacon.
Sorry, bad example, but you know what I mean. Why does that have? Why does bacon have to be a meme? Is it because it pisses off Jews and Arabs?
I don't give a fuck about Jews or Arabs. I don't want to piss them off. Whatever. I don't fucking care. I eat bacon.
All right,
because
ladies
and
gentlemen,
tasty.
Just as a friendly reminder, I want to remind you that the views expressed on this program are not necessarily. reflective of Vincent the Bay, the Vincent the Bay program, Disorderly Conduct, Blog Talk Radio, its staff, sponsors, and affiliates. They are the views of the callers and the callers alone. All right? Also, ninjas. Okay, let's go to another ninja. We got my DXS ninja now. What's up, my DXS?
Oh, God.
Ninja? Oh, shit. Hey, Roll Breeze.
Yes. Fuck yes.
My DXS.
How are we doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, my DXS Ninja. I'm just hanging out. It's Ninja Night. I'm glad you decided to participate.
Oh, no shit. Ninja Night? No. Really?
Anyways, what's going on, guys? What you doing, Tier? My Tier Ninja?
No. No, fucker. You stay in character, goddamn.
I know. I was kind of disappointed, too. I was like, wait. Whoa. I thought...
I kind of can't because I'm at work and, you know, we have to have some Asian people around.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's not that I care if I offend them. It's that I care if they go bitching to the staff that I offended them.
You mean your coworkers don't know that you're crazy by now?
Oh, my coworkers are just as racist as I am. Oh, and by the way, fuck you for hating bacon.
See? Biggest fucking mistake you could have ever said on air, Vince.
Yeah, the whole internet hates you now. Congratulations.
Well, hey, I just call it like I see it. Bacon is not healthy, you know. Of all people who should I'm sorry, my DXS Ninja, of all people who should not be consuming.
Tell me I'm not supposed to eat bacon. Don't you do it.
You should not be eating bacon, dude. Like, you know what?
Uh-oh.
If you shaved off a good 100 pounds, dude, you'd be a chick magnet, bro. You got a nice, big, thick head of hair. You're not a bad dude. You should shave off that chin strap you got.
I'm not sure if I'm comfortable where this conversation is leading. Are you hitting on me?
I'm just trying to give you, as a ninja, some friendly advice, okay?
I'm going to need to hire my lawyer ninja for this one.
Wait, I just didn't realize they made ninja outfits that big.
Yeah, dude, I got mine in spandex.
It smells like Cheetos.
Oh, whoa.
Thoughts just clouds of Juggalo ass gas.
Yeah, I want to thank whoever created my Vince in the Bay ninja.
Yeah, we didn't have a gay enough costume for that one. Sorry.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
He has to put up a sign of anti-bacon now.
My Jester Ninja, I'm sure he loves that.
I mean, we do have a My Baking Hayden Ninja. I mean, will that work?
Oh, My Bacon Ninja? Oh,
no,
in before My Bacon
Hating Ninja.
In before My Bacon Ninja. All right. Hey, everybody in the chat room. I see Rep Dan is in the house. Is Spyco behaving? Can I just get a show of hands? Spyco, if Spyco is behaving, press 1. If he's not behaving, press 2.
Mash that 2 button and I'll give everybody a taco.
Are you here? My DXS Nazi said, dudes get tacos. Tacos for
tacos is the currency in the ninja world, dude.
Tacos. Seen a lot
Did
of
anyone
twos.
Else pick up on that?
A lot of twos. Just a sprinkling of ones.
Oh, let him be.
I don't even
let
remember what the question was. What did number 1 mean or number 2 mean?
Well, 1 means that Spyco needs to be killed. The other one means he needs to be muted.
No, you know who needs to be muted?
Me?
No.
Oh.
The entire motherfucking chat room. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
I didn't want it to come to this, but I had no choice. I had to institute chat room martial law. And some folks... really, see, this is the typical mob mentality. One person just sparks it off, you know, someone like a spike, and then you get people that just jump on the bandwagon, and like everybody is spamming my chat room with ones and twos. This is my show. People chatting numbers. That's my internet radio show. This is what it's come to.
Well, luckily your panel just the people who are used to dictators, so we're okay.
Yeah. I also need, I always forget this disclaimer. I should just record it and play it at the beginning of my show. My chat room and my show is a no free speech zone, okay? The moment you click on that link and enter into my my show page and are listening to my show, called into it, or in the chat room, your First Amendment right stays at the door, okay? This is a full free speech door zone. Again, kind of like
fascist in the Bay.
Kind of like when BART people decided to turn off cell service. Same kind of deal. You cannot, you cannot, if you go on the BART platform, you have to be silent. You cannot hold up signs. You cannot speak loudly. You cannot gather in some sort of group and chant. This in the chat room is the same. This is the digital equivalent. All right, my chat room is the digital equivalent of a BART station, subway station platform. Okay.
I want bacon.
All right, so we've covered the bacon topic, Vince. What's your feeling on boobs?
Boobs?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, boobs.
Dude, are you
kidding?
All right,
so we know your hatred of bacon.
I have an entire show dedicated to boobs. It's called Big Titty Tuesday. You should come by.
Oh. Shadow, are you going to be there?
My counterpart, Shadow DXS, has actually been a poster child for that one for a couple episodes now.
Yeah. His moves, are in my slideshow every week.
He's one of the second fucker. Hell yeah.
All right.
Really
people in the chat room seem to have calmed down. Everybody seems a little chill. I'm going to unmute, or sorry.
And before Occupy Virtual BART.
That's right.
Excuse me, digital BART. Ooh.
Digital BART. No, it's the digital. It's like a digital BART station platform.
What you got to guess virtual?
Not fucking love it. I think it's fun. Why do you think I'm here?
There's rules. And support of.
Why do I think you're here? Because you don't have a regular social life.
Okay. All right. This is starting to go downhill real fast. So to make it even worse, I'm going to invite on my ex-Knight Ninja. My ex-Knight Ninja. You're on the show.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
you're not a real ex-Knight, are you?
Yeah, I am. Hey, listen. So, Vince, you got on me about being a ninja infiltrating your show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You seem to be a bit of a ninja yourself, man.
How?
Hey, I seen your shit, dude. I was reading Reuters News, and I couldn't believe it when I seen your name in it. So what's this shit? You worked for PETA, and, after you got terminated, you went back into their server and, deleted their shit? I mean, that's some pretty badass ninja skills right there, dude. Just saying.
What?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, somebody, this happens every, I'd say once a month. Finally finds my docs, finally Googles my name, and I'll tell you what, X-Knight, I'm sorry, my X-Knight Ninja, get back to me once you start fapping to my YouTube videos. Thanks for the call, I appreciate it. 4767 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay. My last name rhymes with Bay. In fact, I'm sorry that I even gave that away because shit, I shouldn't have hung up on my ex-Knight Ninja because I wanted him to pronounce my last name. I'll tell you what. I will give what it wouldn't. I will give Twizzler. I will give a case of Twizzlers to the first person who can call in and pronounce my last name correctly. Okay?
Hey, Vince, how do you pronounce your last name?
I'm not saying. I already gave away too much. I gave away a huge hint. If you weren't paying attention, too bad for you.
Oh, no, I paid attention. I just want to hear what you, you know, pronounce it as.
No, I want to hear what everybody... I want to... I'm leaving the lines open. My ex-Night Ninja thought he was being crafty by bringing up my Reuters article. So if he's so crafty, I want him and the people of his ilk to tell me tell me what my last name is.
I'm actually pretty surprised. I didn't know that my ex-Night Ninja could read.
That was shocking as well.
That's kind of surprising, to be perfectly honest.
He passed third grade. Yay.
347-827. That's the other thing. Folks, I don't appreciate the whole doxing thing. I think that's childish. I think there's enough of that shit going around. Don't do that in my chat room or on the air for that matter. Let's just have fun. Let's talk shit. But let's keep it above the belt. You know what I mean?
Well, if we're going to talk shit, can we talk shit about the PETA thing?
It's dead everywhere on the internet.
Tell us
anyway.
The story, then.
This is Ninja Night. If you guys want to know the whole story about my cyber criminal history, we can do that on a different show, okay?
Can we hear a story about ninjas?
I would love to hear a story about ninjas. My White Ninja, my Tier Ninja, my DXS Ninja, any of you guys, a story about ninjas, please, for the love of God.
No.
I tried to climb on a roof once, and I got stuck, and they had to get a cherry picker to get me out.
Wait. I call bullshit. I don't see your fat ass climbing shit, except maybe
the fire department. Okay,
I could see you climbing on top of a roof to get a fucking box of tacos. That's about it.
Well, in my defense, it was the last Twinkie being sold.
People are trying to phonetically say my last name. These are pretty funny. Toe cheese. Toe cheese. That's great.
I don't even know your last name. I don't care to know your last name. This isn't matter. About your last name. This is about ninjas and boobs right now.
Yeah,
let's go back to boobs. That was
boobs.
A good topic. I liked it.
I have to be a ninja and I have to have boobs.
Yeah, you are also a guy with a Coke can penis, apparently, and you don't have the right kind of boobs that I'm talking about, so
hey, they're a little hairy. Okay, they're a little hairy, a little bit in there. I'm straight, all right?
Well, you need to take a lesson from Viz Faux Show and shave that shit.
I don't even know
that nigga's got some fucking bare-ass nipples.
Hey, I don't recognize anybody that ain't ninja, all right? Kiss my ass.
And let it be known, boys, I am currently accepting mood pictures with I Love My White Ninja on the mood.
Yeah, I'm not following you.
Currently
you
at my Twitter. You want tacos, right?
Still not following you.
Once, yes. Dude, somebody, I tweeted out something about about my mouse. And somebody sent me a picture of a mouse that was designed as a vagina.
I have one of those. It doesn't taste anything like the real thing.
So that was kind of interesting, just clicking on a vagina, like clicking on a clit the whole time. Instead of clicking all day, you're clitting all day.
No. The clit is the scroll wheel. You're still clitting all day. Yeah,
it's just click,
fun.
Clit, click, clit, click, clit, click, clit.
You know, it's products like this that were made by virgins. Plain and simple. They saw some shit on the internet, said, I wonder what that would be like, and then fucking go and create it because they can't get fucking pussy in real life. That was created by virgins, plain and simple. Where's my virgin ninja? I know that little fucker is around here somewhere.
Yeah, there isn't a my virgin ninja. I haven't seen that one. That's not on my list.
God damn it.
Doesn't matter what you see. They're ninjas. They're hiding.
Look.
Not everybody wants to follow you, my white ninja.
Look.
And they don't know about ninja.
Ninjas?
Apparently not the virgins.
Ninjas have nothing. Never mind.
You rethought that statement, didn't you?
No, okay, I'll go through with it. Fine. I'll say it.
I still like bacon.
Fuck bacon.
Me too. Fucking gold.
Oh.
No. Ninjas have nothing to get from Vincent the Bay except
no, but Vincent
sword
the Bay
fight.
Has something. Hot!
That's what I thought.
He's got his ass whooped.
No.
Look here, Bunt.
Bunt.
You mad? This is what happens when I find out you don't like bacon.
Who are you asking is that's mad?
You, Bunt.
Bunt. You keep this heavy... I can't tell if you're, like, getting head or taking a poop.
I kind of think both. He's on the toilet taking a Blumpkin? Shit.
Yeah,
right, he's getting a Blumpkin.
From Jihad, my associate producer. All right, dudes. Let's take some calls here, shall we?
Yeah,
sure.
All right, see if we can get some more ninjas on here.
Hey, you have to ask them if they like marshmallows.
Okay. You can ask him. All right, caller, unscreened. Are you a ninja?
I'm a ninja.
You are?
Oh,
I'm a ninja. I'm a ginger ninja.
You're
son of a bitch.
No.
Yay!
I'm a ginger ninja.
I have the red hair and the boobs.
Finally.
I'm running.
Bring the boobs.
You also... Okay, wait a second. What size boobs? What size bra, if you don't mind?
36.
Nice. You should also call into my other program on Tuesdays. It's called Big Titty Tuesday.
Jesus Christ, you whore.
I fit the criteria.
Look, my tier ninja, is it going to get rough?
Yeah.
You know, I had some cookies before I got here, so it could get dangerous. Could get dangerous. I had sugar.
I know.
And I had a little Adderall.
Oh, my God.
And a Xanax.
I'm scared.
Holy hell.
Out of all the ninjas, this is the only one that bugs me.
Oh, you don't like ginger? Ginger ninja? What's up
he
with that?
He loves me. He loves me. I teased him. I teased him, and I gave him a little glitter bomb, and now he's upset, and he wants to have a problem. It was a little glitter bomb. It was fun. I was nice after, even.
Her timeline is the epitome of what the niches started off as. I mean, it's fucking scary.
It's just a little mischief. I just wanted to get out of some trouble. I got bored. I went to have some fun, and then I did some backflips, and I did flower bomb, and I did jello shots, and then some whiskey, and then Twizzlers, and then I left it a cloud of glitter dust, and you liked it.
Oh
you say
God,
that you don't, but you did.
You're not.
Who are you? Nobody knows you, and we don't care, but you care, because you love me. I'm a ninja. I'll bring you a unicorn next time. You'll like it. Or are you too cool for, like, the new ninja style?
What's the new ninja style? Is that unicorns?
Reckless and rebellious and follows no pattern. No rules.
Wow.
My tier ninja.
We don't follow any rules, and we cook the weed in our brownies. We put it in brownies. We don't smoke the weed. We put it in our food. We made pancakes with it too today, and bacon.
Ginger
there was
Ninja,
bacon.
Ginger Ninja, are you on the ceiling right now?
Am I what?
Are you talking to us from the ceiling right now? Are you hanging on something?
I was hanging there earlier. No, but I hung there earlier. I did. I have wrought iron railings, and I can hang anytime I want. So I usually hang from my ankles.
Stop.
And once I thought about bungeeing, and then I decided that was a bad idea. So I didn't.
You have our gratitude.
Yes.
I think I need new eardrums from after listening to this voice.
From listening to Ginger's voice, should I give you guys some alone time in the green room?
No.
I'm happy, happy ninja. And you can always find me at myginger_ninja@gmail.com or on Twitter, causing havoc and running amok.
I'll kill you.
Okay, so it's time. It's the midnight. It's midnight. It's time. Dare the ninja to do something, and I'll do it. Whatever it is you want me to do, I'm going to do it. Dare me.
I just need to pick for Xanax.
Take a pic of your boobs and DM it to me.
No, post it publicly on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh. Pornography dares? That's the best
that's
you can do?
That's not pornography. That's ethnographic photography.
Art.
No, I said anything. I mean, like, drive around the block naked, like, anything. And that's what you came up with?
No, yeah, go ahead. Drive
for heaven's
block
sake.
But first, take a picture of your boobs and DM it to me on Twitter.
We need to see if they're worthy.
Okay, I'll do it because I don't care.
What?
You know what? I do care, though. And I see that we have some people abusing the chat room. Likely offenders. Danny Dantalian, 2 minutes for scrolling. Danny Dantalian, 2 minutes for scrolling. And Spyco, 2 minutes for scrolling. Spyco,
really
2 minutes for scrolling.
Danny's, Jimmy's.
Thanks.
When you prevent him from being able to access the shim.
That's kind of like why I like. You know, I told people that I would never go back onto IRC or Tiny Chat or any of that shit. But it's kind of fun. Do that, and then have those people come over to my chat room, and suddenly, who's moderator now?
Yeah, but we're awesome when it comes to our moderation.
I do have to say one thing. The Russell League did not do me any favors by naming their chat room moderator bot Vince in the Bay. So now, since I run the Russell League IRC, so I must be the leader of Russell League.
And that's why Sue Basco hates you.
Oh, my God. She's tweeting about. She has me blocked, and I don't follow her, and she doesn't follow me. And she's tweeting at me. I don't.
Hey, dude, that's nothing, man. She
who's
got
doing
really
this to you?
She tweeted me some shit about you, dude. About, well, your alter ego. Shadow DXS. She apparently, at least people showed me some screenshots. I don't see. That's why I was like, all I saw was screenshots. But
yeah.
Anybody sees Sue Basco seriously tweeting about? I have no way of seeing her tweets. But if people can keep forwarding those to me, because this is some fucking weird shit. All right.
You could always have her call in.
No fucking way, dude. I want nothing to do with that woman. It was bad enough that
well,
she was...
Well, you want
to
fucking ask her questions and find out shit? Just fucking have her call in.
Do it.
Fucking hey.
No.
If she doesn't blog me, I'll tweet it for you. I'll even tweet her the fucking phone number and tell
dude,
her that you have questions.
It's not about Sue Basco. It's about ninjas, bro.
Yeah, well, ninjas
well,
want to have fun.
Ninja her asshole.
Look.
Fucking... Slide your little
Slim
Jim bacon hating katana in your butt.
Of all the people whose cornholes I would like to see violated, she's not even on the top 10. Okay, so
I love you for using the word cornhole. Thank you. I've been trying to bring that back 2 years now.
Hey, we're already in the second hour of this nonsense.
But it's in the green room.
Less than an hour of this torture to go. Wow.
Yeah, Vince, you've had my black ninja waiting in the green room for about an hour. Oh. He's probably ripping shit up in there right now.
Oh my God. let's check in on the green room. There's actually a lot. You don't understand. There's a lot of people in the green room. In fact, I should probably take a break just so I can screen all the
calls. Put us in there.
You want to see what it's like in there? Watch.
I'm Here. Saying that when you go on break, put us in the green room so we can talk to each other.
Oh.
Yes, put us in there. Please.
Okay.
Not me, Vince. Vince, I swear to God.
Wait, who wants to be in the green room during the break?
Put me in there with Shadow because he loves me.
I want to be in the green room.
See, that's where
okay, everyone but Cheer Ninja.
The real.
Oh, put Cheer in there too because fuck him.
If
I won't call in tomorrow. Goddamn it!
If you want to go one on one with me in the green room, feel free to dial in the ladies. Call-in number is 347-826-7667. We can be discreet about it. I do some shows where I have lady callers call in that never even hear them on air. That's the thing. There's the show within the show. It's great. And I encourage people to listen back, especially if you're a caller on my program. Because I will occasionally, when people start going off on tangents and diatribes start boring the balls off me, I'll just slide them into the green room without them knowing. And so it's probably worth the experience to re-listen to the show if you're a caller, just to see what you missed while you were stuck in the green room, okay? Oh, my God. Pardon me.
Do that again.
Sorry, ninjas. My faux pas. All right. I got a shit ton of callers who I have to comb through to find my black ninja. So hopefully we will be back momentarily with my black ninja. I guess I'm going to fulfill a request for my white ninja. You wanted me to play some Beastie Boys?
Hell
so,
yeah.
So this is what I have two Beastie Boys songs lined up. Which would you rather hear? So What You Want or
what?
Sabotage. What? And you know what? I put Sabotage on here because people started around when Sabu or whatever was outed, people were calling it Sabotage. But that's nor here nor there. Those are the two songs I have loaded up. Which it's your choice, my white ninja. Which shall it be?
I'll pass it over to you, Vince. Play me some sexy time music.
Oh, you want some sexy time music?
That's right.
You don't even want Beastie Boys. You want to get down. All right, I'll tell you what. I bet you haven't. Have I ever told you about Zuzana?
Is this gonna suck?
Yeah.
You know what? I bet that all these ninjas have never heard me talk about Zuzana.
I want to talk to Ginger Ninja.
I can put while I'm. What the fuck is that? Please. Put your phones on vibrate. Oh my God. Okay, this is what we'll do.
I was playing a game. I'm sorry.
Let's
I was playing a game.
Yeah, let's strip
we'll do.
This band off. Sabotage
we'll
sounds great to me.
Can I, you know what? All right, everybody's muted. All right. Look, all the ninjas in the chat room, if you've ever heard me tell the story about Zuzana, if you have, press 1. If you have not, press 2. If you have heard about Zuzana, my story about Zuzana, press 1. If you have not, press 2. All right. Spyco, you know what? I thought I had you muted already, dude. Spyco muted for... oh, God. All these people with the spamming. All right, Danny Dantalian, 2 minutes for scrolling. All right, seeing a lot of twos. Okay, I'm pretty sure we have a lot of new listeners, ninjas, who have not heard my story about Zuzana. So, my white ninja, are you ready to hear about my story of Zuzana?
I can't wait.
Who's a person IRL, by the way? BTW. She's a real life person. And this song this story is inspired by her and my experience with her. And I think all men listening can agree that we've had at least one Zuzana in our life. Hit it, boys. Oh, motherfucking jail. Oh, let's do this. We sit together on the sofa with the music way down low. I've waited so long for this moment. It's hard to believe it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone.
Zuzana, 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 I'm crazy loving you.
Zuzana, I'm crazy loving you.
I put my arm around your shoulder, run my fingers through your hair. It is a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring, and a stranger's voice on the other end of the line says,
"Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number."
"You fucking whore."
Zuzana, 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 you motherfucking whore. Zuzana, 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 you crazy bitchin' whore.
That's right, Zuzana, I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, fellas, watch out for this Zuzana bitch. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not talking about your regular garden variety dirty slut or whore. This bitch, this fucking cunt bag, she's a man killer. She'll eat your testicles. You know what I'm talking about, fellas.
Hey, Zuzana. Zuzana.
Zuzana. Zuzana, I'm crazy fucking you. Doobie 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 doo. Listen up, you dirty sluts, you fucking whores, bitches, and hoe bags. This is Vincent the Bay all up in you, bringing you the real deals. These nuts serve more than meals on wheels, you know what I'm saying? So lay back, relax, and check out this story about my homegirl, Zuzana. I think you know her. Oh, yeah, Zuzana, you know what I'm gonna do to you, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. Cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth, and the abundance of your wetness greets me. And my mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste is on my tongue. Your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit. No bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth, young one, as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue. Show me the power of your desire. My oral caresses consume you. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way you always do when I hit it just right, signaling that I've found your spot, of course. I harden with response. I harden in response. In response, I harden. My jaws protest that my mouth my open mouth provides. But I'm unrelenting in my gift to you, intent on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, Susanna. Why are you so quiet, Susanna? Are you getting close? You're so quiet, Susanna. Concentrating? Bearing down? Soon now, my love. Ecstasy approaches, Susanna. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply, until you cry out, and in your satisfaction, I will find mine. But mine, Susanna, will be the greater, because I got you off, baby. You're mine, sister.
Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy humping you.
Crazy humping you.
Susanna. Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy fucking you.
Thank you, Susanna.
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 Susanna, you crazy fucking whore. I fucking hate you, Susanna.
Susanna.
You cunt bag.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insieme a Rembrandt Costi.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Okay. Vince in the Bay back with all of you. So grateful that you're on the program. Thank you for tolerating my singing voice or lack thereof. But that's one of my all-time favorite songs. In fact, the original inspiration for that song, the first time I ever heard that song, Zuzana, actually the original's with an S, I do it with a Z. But the Italian version by Adriano Celentano is the one that turned me on. I love that song. But I didn't even realize, like, for years I thought it was his song, or he covered an Italian song or whatever. But it's actually an English, there's actually an English version, which I sang right there, or tried to. And you were all so grateful and generous. Excuse me, I need a sip of water here. You're all so I'm very grateful that you're all here to hang out. It's Ninja Night. We've got about 40 minutes left live here on the show. If you want to get in on this, it's 347-826-7667. Got a lot of tweets. People are tweeting the show. It's pretty funny. People are calling it radio porn. People saying that they can't tolerate my singing voice. Watermelon Sugar says, I did not tolerate your singing voice, Vince. I threw up. Let's see. Sealy Star says, as long as he gets Susanna off, I'm good. Ninja Hacker, my hacker, at my hacker ninja says, Susanna killing you softly. I like that one. This is odd. I think this is My Sock Ninja said to guest, aka GU357, that Vince in the Bay is like the Jim Morrison of the retard gypsies. That's a new one. I like that one, though, actually. I'm actually collecting quotes. There's been some pretty good ones. Ron Breinart has one of the most epic quotes of all time. I should read you some of my Vince and Bay quotes. I have a collection. But we can talk about that. That's another show. We have a stunning panel tonight. We're celebrating the ninja in the way of the ninja. And I have with me my white ninja. Thank you for joining me. My white ninja, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, no doubt.
Everything okay? Did I traumatize you with that song?
No, I'm taking a shower right now in bleach. I'm fine. I think the other 12 Xanax kicked in. We're doing good.
My black ninja says you don't get ninjas at all. Shit, my black ninja's on the line somewhere. Let's see if we can find him. Caller, you're on the air. Is this my black ninja?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
This is my black ninja.
Oh.
Yay!
My black ninja, everybody.
Yes.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. I got to, before we, wait, we got to redo that. Hang on. Got to put you back on hold. Well, see, my engineer has the night off, and so I'm the person that has to play the sound effects, and, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm basically juggling a lot of things at the same time, but here we go. This is what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my black ninja.
Yeah.
Welcome, my black ninja.
Thank you.
What's on your mind tonight, black ninja?
Well, a lot of bullshit ninjas that are coming out of the woodworks.
Ooh, like who? Give me names. I want names.
Look at the newest ninjas and, you know, but it's not really.
How do I know? There's ninjas everywhere.
Everyone's welcome to be a ninja. Everyone's welcome to be a ninja. Just some are less welcome around me.
Ninja is a zen. Vince, let me tell you about Black Ninja. Okay. You know, I started out, I had no followers, like everybody, and struggled along, and, you know, I made some friends, and then one day I woke up, and there was a My Black Ninja, and I was scared to shit. I was like, fuck, I'm getting docked. I don't know what's happening. Then all of a sudden, a Twizzler guard jumped up. It was about a year and a half ago. So we go through, like, these cycles where everybody just decides they need an alter ego. They discover that being ninja, they can do whatever they want. They can run around without pants on. They don't have to be serious. Doesn't matter if they're an Anon. Doesn't matter if they're an InfoSec. But My Black Ninja was the original ninja follower. And I adore you, Black.
Oh, well, thank you. It is mutual. I'm the original knockoff D-grade ninja.
I like to call it the mini-me. The somewhat better revised clone. And have you seen his artwork, Vince?
All right, then.
Okay.
Vince is in the John.
I think the bacon killed Vince. Is it just you and I, Black?
Yeah, it's probably better that way.
Hold on a second. Yo, can you guys hear us? Seriously? Black, it's just me and you, buddy. Unicorns and fucking Twizzlers for everybody. Let's do this.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
The
right
going
now,
on?
It is Ninja in the Bay. Right now. I can't take your calls right now.
I actually have to admit, I set Vince's studio on fire. I was on hold for a very long time, and there was a box of matches just sitting there. And,
Vince got banned on the Vince in the Bay.
Does anybody hear ow, ow, ow?
I think I hear a taser. Vince, do we need to call paramedics, Betty? No, seriously. Somebody Google his shit. We might need to send an ambulance.
Well, this is awkward. Never been actually caught committing a felony before. Try to keep them as misdemeanors. So, for hiding the body, anybody's location, I was informed that I could keep the bodies in my Amish buggy.
What in the hell are you guys talking about?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, Ben.
You guys, I stuck you guys in here in the green room about 5 minutes ago, and I just came back in, and you guys are talking about some pretty obscene shit. What the hell?
Yeah.
We were going to dox you just to send an ambulance out to your house.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring you guys back into the show. You're missing a great show, by the way. We've had you guys in the green room for like 4 or 5 minutes.
What?
Yeah. The actual show. See, this is what I told you guys. This is why you have to go back and listen to the show after the show's over to find out where you left the show and we're put in the green room. And you guys been there about 4 or 5 minutes because you were boring the
so
balls off for
wait,
everybody.
Wait, so just
no,
so,
we were just getting
just
really
so
bored.
I know.
People
we're
were
in the green room, so nobody can hear us.
People were messaging
right?
me. People, yeah, People were mentioning me.
Okay.
Look, I'm going to bring you back on the show right now, but I just wanted to let you know that you guys are boring the balls off us, okay? So I'm going to bring you back on the show right now, all right? Everything's back on the record.
We were in the green room, really.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking hilarious, My Tear Coil Ninja. I can't believe that you have a picture of my DXS Ninja's anal gap, dude. And that thing is huge, dude. Who took that picture? Who took that picture?
X you out.
That's what I thought. Fucking
he's the
asshole.
Only one brave enough to get anywhere close to Shadow DXS and Gloria.
Wait a second. Where is this? I want to see this picture.
That's
no,
sounds dangerous.
It's like a cavernous void.
All right. Oh, hey, dude, I forgot to tell you. Remember what I put, what do you call it? My White Ninja and My Black Ninja in the green room like 5 minutes ago?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just went in there and I just told them that they were in the green room and I don't think they're happy. So, but they're back on hold right now. I put them on hold. I'm going to bring them on in a second. I just want to give them some time to cool off. But
they were setting that place on fire.
Yeah. It kind of sounded when I came in.
I was just cheering.
I was popping in there from time to time, and it was kind of interesting. You know, I'm sorry it wasn't actually broadcast, but that's how it goes. The best part of the show is sometimes within the show within the show. You know,
the drama within the drama.
I got a question from My White Ninja.
Okay, My White Ninja question from Shadow DXS. Go ahead.
Oh, this is My DXS Ninja, but I wanted to ask, why are you so butthurt that Shadow DXS is following My Ginger Ninja instead of you?
Yeah, that's some bullshit right there. Let's talk about that. Okay, so let me get this straight. 2 years of listening to your bitching and moaning and talking. 2 fucking years, man. And I can't get a follow back. And my ginger pops up like three fucking days ago, and you're like on that? Oh, I get it. I see now. I see.
Hey, man.
I'm blocking your ass right now.
Okay.
What?
Someone mad.
I'm getting all these breaking news. Breaking reports.
It's just the moves. You got the moves. Why don't I get the moves? You are the guy holding out on the moves.
Because I haven't gotten boobs.
Oh, dude, you want his moves? Just go look at my archive for whatever Titty Tuesday, dude. All right, he gives them out. I think he gave it to me. You got to just ask.
I did.
Just have him,
flat out did it on Tiny Chat.
Yeah.
Hey, Vince, I think you should put me back in the green room.
Oh, why? Why? You don't like it back on the show live?
No. Inside.
My Black Ninja.
You could put me alone in there with my DXS Ninja. We're friends.
Oh, do you two want to have
Oh, Jesus.
Ginger and DXS.
Help.
No help from you.
Jeffrey right. hates my voice.
Check this out. If the plot couldn't thicken enough, we now have my Tyrone Ninja with us. What's up, Tyrone Ninja?
Wait a minute, what? My Tyrone who? What?
You know, isn't that you on Twitter?
What are you talking about? I ain't got a Twitter.
Oh, I didn't think it was you, but I was hoping it was. It was.
Was
it's
somebody
bad
trying to act like me on Twitter?
Yeah. Somebody made a Twitter account about you. They do it for everybody. They did it for me too. I didn't.
What can I say?
I
everybody think. Trying to be like Tyrone. It's all good though.
Yeah, everybody wants
What's
to be
up, Tyrone.
You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day when Tupac, he had that Thug Life tattooed on his stomach. you see everybody getting Thug Life tattooed on their stomach because they won't be like Tupac. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. Pretty much.
What's going on,
for the record, I'm not going in the green room with Ginger Ninja, right?
No, I wouldn't do that to you. Check this out,
thank
though. Sanguinarius, I don't know, Sanguinarius still in the room. Sanguinarius wanted to ask a question. I think it was for My White Ninja. He said, you should ask her about what happened when she opened a link by me in the car with people. And he's got a smiley face.
That fucking sick.
When's,
I see you.
Damn, somebody sound like they about to die.
Yeah, can,
I
we, get, can we get a medic here on the set? Hello?
Bring Twinkies ASAP.
You know, bacon grease cures that.
I like bacon.
Hey, what a ninja is, though?
I don't know what a ninja is.
Dude,
I mean, I know what a ninja is, but what all this fuss about all them ninjas? What a ninja is, though?
What a ninja is? Ninja is all that's good and wonderful in the world with a little bit of crazy added and some illegal narcotics. And a unicorn.
You got a lot of crazy.
Oh,
no, I just have a little. But it's just enough to get me through.
She
sound
like she on acid.
No,
she's
just having
no.
She's talking about a unicorn.
I'm not my LSD ninja. I'm my ginger ninja. It's different.
What, that's your name? My ginger ninja?
My ginger ninja, yeah.
Is that what your mom or your daddy named you?
Well, I think my mom was like the one that mainly did it. My dad kind of disagreed. He wanted like my redhead ninja. My mom said, no, my ginger ninja. And so that's what I became.
K-Y,
so this is what I am. Here I am.
She's on the
love it or hate it.
To find a soul.
Do you even know
mixed
any
with
martial
a little
arts?
Adderall.
How you gonna be a ninja? You don't even know any martial arts.
Oh, they totally know martial arts. We've been fighting the whole show. Watch, we'll fight again. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I have throwing stars and Molotov cocktails.
Dude,
and I throw those things like no one's business. I don't hesitate to blow up a building. I'm a ninja.
Dude,
and I do it silently.
I have a secret
weapon. I can blow up a building silently.
If this thing turns into a fucking bloodbath, I have a secret weapon that it's a zero day that nobody knows about, and I will implement it if I have to, if this gets rough. Okay, because look, I checked in the green room earlier when we had a bunch of ninjas in there, and here let's play back that. This is what they did. They took over the room. Listen, I hired pirates, all right, to do my security. I hired the Hell's Angels and I hired pirates to do security.
Why you didn't get the blood?
I should have got the Bloods and the Crips, dude, or one or the other. It was crazy, dude. This is what it sounded like earlier in the green room when the pirates got entangled with the ninjas.
He's Godzilla.
Gonna turn it off, but that's what was going on earlier, Tyrone. Tyrone?
Yeah, I just got back, man. What's up? I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
What happened? You was about to show something. You can show me again. I was in the bathroom.
Short. A bunch of ninjas came into the show, and I had security. That were mostly pirates.
Fire.
And apparently pirates and ninjas don't get along.
Fire.
Maybe My White Ninja or My Black Ninja can explain the whole reason why you guys pirates don't get along.
Pirates are hillbillies of the sea. They have sword envy.
and they fuck each other.
That's
true.
It? That's
hey, I got
like
a message from Lord Ronald Langford.
It's like anybody else on the internet.
Concerning the ninjas, I have a message from Lord Ronald Langford. He hit me up on Jabber. He said, tell Vince that Ronald Langford will kill any ninja who messes with him because all ninjas are faggots with Asperger's. And any ninja who messes with Vince.
Ronald,
and don't shoot the messenger. That's what Ronald Langford said.
Well, you can tell Ronald to suck my dick.
Dude,
that's
Ronald.
Allowable.
You know, did you know that Wrestle League is now a religion and Ronald Langford is the head of that church? Let's go to the phone line. Unscreen the caller. You're now on the air. Who are you? What's on your mind?
That's a good idea.
Hello? Tyrone, is that you eating something?
No, man, I ain't eating nothing.
Pork rind.
Okay, caller, you've just been unmuted. You've got to hold for a little while. Your hand's up. You're out of the 626 area code. Go ahead. You're on the air live with a whole bunch of ninjas. Caller, are you muted on your end? Hello?
Hello?
You're on area code.
Hello, who's that?
Hello, I'm Bruce Ninja.
You're police
what?
Ninja?
No, Bruce Ninja.
Bruce Ninja.
Yes, I play ping pong with chopsticks.
Bruce Ninja. Okay. Do you know how to sword strike?
Still learning that one. Chopstick is my only specialty. I know how to eat with chopstick really good.
Can you fight a sword with a chopstick?
Ooh, I blocked a couple of swords. Double swipe, I block.
Really? All right, let's try it real quick. Check it out. Here. Pull out one of those sticks. All right, here we go. Okay, I get it. Dude, come on. I didn't kill you. But that...
Dude,
oh my God.
You killed Bruce Ninja.
What?
How could you?
No, terrible. I'm leaving. I'm totally rage quitting.
Who is?
You can't rage quit a ninja show.
Well, shut down, man. Shit, don't care about your ass anyway.
Tyrone.
Dude, my black ninja just rage quit the show. I don't know. Do we
don't care about all that fuck nigga anyway, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
Tyrone.
You know what? I do have a soothing voice, which tends to make people sleepy, and sometimes people just get bored to death, or if they don't get bored to death, they just get soothed by my voice and just naturally nod off. You know, especially people on the East Coast who have to get up early. Well, I guess it's Friday night, man. You don't have to get up in the morning, right? All right, let's try to take
Vince.
What?
I just wanted you to know I'm not wearing any pants right now, okay?
Either.
Well, that's okay.
I'm not either. I'm not wearing a shirt either.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Where you are, it's technically pantsless Saturday, so I think it's customary.
Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
You need Muhammad.
Bitch, you need Zeno. And you need Buddha.
Oh, Zeno. Nigga brought Zeno to the table. God damn. No.
Hold on. Who educated a black person about Scientology? I want to know that real quick.
Hey, he's an educated nigga. Leave him alone. That's how
I fucker. Ain't no such thing. Ain't no such thing.
Apparently.
Shadow need to brush up on his Gordon rule.
Shadow's not in here. This is my DXS Ninja.
It's the same damn thing, dog.
Prove it.
Oh, my God.
You mad?
Yeah, dog. I'm furious, dog. I'm fucking livid right now, dog.
Aww.
So upset. My blood pressure high. I got the
Are you gonna rage quit? Are you gonna rage quit on me too?
Who, me? Tyrone, rage quit?
Why are people rage quit? You get butt hurt. Tell me. If you're just tired, you got to bail. No big deal. But you know, if anybody is butt hurt, please.
I want to make Ginger Ninja butt hurt.
No, I'm a virgin butt.
Ooh.
My butt's a virgin butt.
Tripping.
I don't think so.
Well, I can tell by listening to you. You a freak.
It's never done any of that.
Well, wait a second.
It hasn't. No.
Don't let her lie to you. You know she's a freak.
I just got tweeted by my old ninja, and he said he have contacted the bronies, gave them your number. You're welcome. Great. The bronies already know me. They've already trolled me to fucking hell and back.
You got to forgive my old ninja. He's old and senile, man. He might have thought that you were friends with the bronies.
I actually did a brony hate show. And it got one of my highest most listens, live listens.
That was like 14, 15 people, right?
we're like 500. Seriously.
My ass.
Dude, I'll fucking print you out the screenshot.
My ninja ass.
The highest listened to live show was when Sanguinarius's Rose was my special guest. We had 900.
He was talking to a flower.
We got 917 live listens. And then when we did that, then there was a show where
and all of them were Spyco.
Yep, every last one of them.
Okay.
And X Night.
1,400 spy codes.
Vince is so mad.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad. I'm just thankful that there's about 15 more minutes of this pain and we're done.
Oh, wait,
we still got overtime.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oh, we don't, not necessarily. This might get ugly if we go into overtime. I fear that.
Dude,
we can't even have the ninja battle. We can have a ninja battle for sure. In overtime, if people want to,
Vince,
huh?
Real quick, I got to ask a question of Tyrone, and I really hope that's not him smacking on the phone, because that's just fucking rude.
No, I ain't mean no.
Nikki, your mouth is full. I hear it. All right, no, seriously, Tyrone, I got a question. I want to know your serious take on the ninja movement on Twitter, because I know you watch Twitter, and I know you ain't got a Twitter, but you watch Twitter. So I want to know what you think of all the ninjas who have popped up, the ninjas that are on the show, so on and so forth. What's your honest opinion about all of the ninjas?
I'm glad you asked, because I was actually just going to get into that. Okay, see, I know for a fact that this whole ninja thing, this whole little ninja clip, it's a Fed operation. I've got concrete evidence.
Oh, just like
that.
The bronies, you're right. Just like the bronies, just like the juggalos.
No, let him talk. Let him talk.
Like
I want to hear this.
I got
I'm
concrete
with you,
evidence of that, because see, what happened was, I was over at Jenna Mick and them house. Okay. I was over at Jenna Mick and them house, and we had a little get together, right? And we was playing some Tonk, and Tonk, the card game. Anyway, we was over there, and then all of a sudden they got a knock on the door, and some people in suits come in, talking to Jenna Mick, be like, "Hey, you got that information that we needed about them people?" I was like, "Jen, what's going on? What's this about?" She's like, "Shh, just be quiet, just be quiet." She's like, "Yeah, I got it. You need to go hit up these accounts." And I seen her write down all the ninja names on a piece of paper and hand it to the FBI. I seen that shit. As soon as that happened, as soon as the FBI left, I said, "Jen, we can't kick it no more." And that's how it went down.
And you said Jen Emmerich was behind it?
Yo.
So, wait, hold up. A more important issue. You hang out with snitches?
Well, yeah, dog. I was over there selling some dope. You know what I'm saying? I don't discriminate. I got to make my money.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think Tyrone's a Fed.
I know she ain't going to snitch on me. That's all I got to say.
Have you ever sold
calling.
The seven?
Tyrone's a fed.
No answer on that one, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, dog, I'm a fed, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fed. I just told you what
Mitch.
It was, dog. It's Jennifer and Mick.
Mitch.
Wow. Wow,
you
dude. Speaking of Jen, it's funny to get you guys talking about Jen. I just had Jen in the green room, and we had Cyber, and she was fucking good.
Hey, Shadow, you a fed, though.
Whoa.
No, Shadow, you a fed. You the one that paid LoSec to hack PBS and
she's
then
not,
got away scot-free. So you
so
a fed, Shadow, so don't even
look,
try to play that bullshit, though. You a fed, Shadow.
What is Tyrone?
You mad?
Yeah, I am a little mad.
I was talking to Tyrone.
Oh, Tyrone's muted. He's on timeout for a second.
Okay.
He acts like some of he. I don't know. He acts like some of the people in the chat room who need to be put on timeout. I'm talking about Spyco. 2 minutes for spamming. 2 minutes for spamming. We're getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to going off the live broadcast, off the air, so to speak, off on the internet. The only way to continue to listen to the show past whatever the top of the hour is for you, for me here on the Pacific Standard Time, it would be 11 p.m. Once the clock reaches 11 p.m., the show will go off the air, but will continue into overtime, which will be archived in the eventual MP3 podcast, whatever you want to call it, of the show. Definitely be sure to go to the show page after it's over, and you can download it. You can whatever. I usually post chat logs too. Tonight might have some. You know, it's fun. It's better when people do. The ASCII art, the chat logs are more entertaining when they do a lot of that. This one might be interesting as well. But, yeah, if you want to keep, if you want to endure the pain for longer than 8 more minutes, you should call 347-826-7667. Or you can call in on Skype. There's a little Skype button there. You just click on it. Bada bing, bada boom. You're on the show. We got a lot. We actually have a lot of people still waiting to be brought on. Like Laszlo Quagmire. Is that you, Laszlo?
Laszlo P. Quagmire, Esquire, attorney at law at your service. What's happening, Vince?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging out with some ninjas. What's up with you?
Oh, not a lot. Just finished my show. Traveling around the BTR. Universe, checking out other talent. And
oh, making the rounds. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, we're just hanging out, just a bunch of ninjas hanging out, talking.
Muted.
Ninja stuff. Hello?
Unmuted.
Hello?
What?
What?
Muted.
Did you mute everyone, Vince?
No, I didn't. Somebody's got the... somebody... recorded the sound of the person that was muted, unmuted, and is replaying it. So,
no, actually, I'm doing that live.
You ninjas are. Wait, you're doing that on your show?
I'm doing that live. That's my voice. 1, 2, 3, muted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, unmuted. It's something I can imitate. It's fun to work with on my show because people think you put them on mute and they start bitching about it.
That is
kind of like Vince in the green room, huh?
Muted.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. That is
unmuted.
Really good. That sounds like a sample.
Yeah, I wish it was, but it's something that I have over the years mastered skill, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Over the last couple of weeks, or months, they just instituted that muted unmuted thing like a couple of months ago. It used to you didn't know before.
No, you didn't. You just whatever happened. But
that made the green room so much better. Oh, it was so awesome when that really pissed me off when they added that feature. That took my trolling game down a serious notch.
You want to talk about trolling game? I can tell you about one, but I don't know if I can name the host that I trolled.
Who?
Her first initial is D, and her last initial probably the same. How about that?
Yeah. All right. That's all. We don't need to know. I got a lot of callers. We got to squeeze in. Stay there, Laszlo. That is really going to fuck with me. I might actually. Speaking of BTR, we have the president of Late Night BTR himself, Goofy Bone, on the line. Goofy, what's up?
God damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is your late night president here of Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Vince, for giving me the time. Let me just grab my ninjas with the invisible stick and by shoving it up your ass, because all you stupid fat ninjas, lose some fucking weight. You guys look pathetic on this fucking little picture board. Come on, ninjas. What the fuck are the ninja turtles? That's all I got to say.
Okay, not sure if I got muted or, yep, fucking goddamn troll ass.
Oh, I think we're in the green room supposed to fight each other.
What,
you ready?
I tell you what, my cheer ninja, PM me on, whatchamacallit, on the chat, and I'll tell you when you are or are not muted.
All right, muted.
Goofy faggot.
Unmuted. Yeah, Goofy Bone is a faggot.
A faggot fucking hoes.
Hey.
God, I hope you fucking just, like, ugh.
Green room.
Stop. Do any ninjas own any ninja stars or any fucking...
Okay, they don't have a green room one, dude.
Little bootstabs. I mean, shit, I got nunchucks for you.
Thank
fucking
God,
ninjas.
That's going to be next, though. Screening room.
Screening room.
Goofy Bone, it's really sad whenever I fucking want to listen to Justin Bieber rather than your fucking shitty ass rap.
Baby.
Well, thank you. It just goes to show that you are a sissy. I mean, come on, think of somebody else than Justin Bieber, you puss. Are you serious?
I'm saying that Justin Bieber's fucking music is
better
than
your shit.
Yeah,
we all know what you're saying.
Track.
You're trying to put me down because, wow, you would listen to Justin Bieber because of me.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Wet,
you don't hurt my feelings. I mean, stop it.
Radio show
just
and
stop.
I suck because all I can do is mad. Goofy Bone has a mad.
Yeah, and I'm over here a ninja. I'm a ninja.
Shut up, Goofy Bone.
Hey, y'all motherfuckers, it's a Karate Kid right here. What the fuck y'all gonna do?
Why the fuck
are
you even
you Sensei John Kreese, the gun fucking serious? Oh, fuck with me?
This is why we don't want to fuck with you. This is why I don't want to
fuck with
you. You let riffraff like this fucking bullshit come on. It seriously makes
this turned into my mean-spirited ninja.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm going to
do bad things
to
your show and pee all over you.
Goofy, off you and shove it up your ass, and you'll look like a fat pregnant bitch.
Oh my God, what are you, 12? You've got
he
to
is.
Be 12.
He's a 12 gay Mexican.
My God.
Now you guys are trying to molest, you sick son of a bitches.
I don't even know what the fuck is going on anymore, dude.
This Goofy is BTR of Anarchy. I'm your brown color commentator.
All right,
live. What are we in?
Bone, you're going on mute.
Like 3 minutes left. Did you lock yourself in the green room again? Now there's 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Undo Tyrone. He's wanting to say something. He's PMing me on Jabber.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Tyrone.
Yeah, Tyrone. Yeah, it's Tyrone. Listen, I have something really important to say about Goofy Bone.
Music.
And this is on behalf of, that shit ain't gonna work, dog. This is on behalf of Russell League in general. About Goofy Bone. Russell League is now officially moving from here to Goofy Bone show.
Oh, really? You guys are going to hang out there now? Well, see, I don't know if you know this, but... Oh.
That nigga hung up.
He just hung up. You're right. He did.
He sure did. Goddamn.
He mad.
Tyrone, if
yep,
you're out there,
he's not, right now. He's
got a glass phone, dude. He barely, like, it's a miracle he has a phone. He'll call back in. His call probably just dropped. But we got to wrap it up here for the live listeners. Thank you, folks, for coming out. I really appreciate it. Blue Shield, Catty Idiot, and everybody else who's out there. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And say hey. And, okay, who's somebody outside?
No.
Not me.
Okay.
I hear it. It sounds like wind.
It's Ginger Ninja.
It's not me. I didn't do it. I'm not outside. I'm naked. Well, I have underwear on.
Oh, I'm breathing heavy. I'm going to do bad things to you.
Ooh. Hey, you guys want
to... Oh, I can't wait.
You guys want... I can mute everybody else and just have you guys just go at it if you want.
I tried to set us up on a date, man. Jeez.
And then I'll let Spike go in on the action too.
Oh hell no!
It'll be a three-way: Ginger Ninja, my DXS Ninja, and my Spike Ninja. Three-way.
Only if I get to use Spike as the dildo.
Oh my god!
What do you think about Spike? What do you think about that? Earth to Spyco, unmute yourself. What do you think about that?
He's talking.
What do I think about what?
Oh.
Never mind.
What's going on, Vince?
Never mind, dude. Forget it. Brushing your teeth.
Oh, I don't even want to know.
He's brushing his teeth.
Hasn't that toothbrush been somewhere bad?
I would better listen to my Ginger Ninja talk than listen to Spike brush his teeth.
I thought he did something bad with that toothbrush.
He did. He brushed his teeth.
I mean, he's just going off, dude.
I know.
And Vince allowed it.
Like he's tapping.
I saw Spike screaming call again. How are you allowing this to continue?
Just be quiet for a second. Just be quiet. He'll stop. If you just be... Seriously, if you just be quiet for a second, he'll stop.
What the fuck?
Brushy.
He'll stop eventually.
Brushy.
Yeah. Troll is trolling him back by seeing how long he can fucking brush his teeth. He should just have broken teeth. Stop waiting. Okay, and he is in the green room. And we're back. Oh, shit. Fuck. There he is. God damn it. God
damn it. Damn it, Vince!
Hang on
this
a second. I fucked it up. I was trying to Goofy Bone back on. Hey, Goofy. These guys say they're gonna start listening to your show now, but they don't know that.
Hey, Vince! Don't tell them. Let them go to my show and wait for me.
Wait, Psycho, you just can't do this. It's.
Come on,
sorry.
Stop brushing your teeth, all right? Please.
Keep brushing your teeth, Spyco.
Like, look at this. Normally, you would think Spyco, Goofy Bone. Who would you rather talk to? Spyco.
Spyco.
Yeah.
Spyco.
My Ginger Ninja.
But not when he's brushing his teeth nonstop.
Yes.
I think I'd rather take Spyco over Goofy Bones.
Yeah, I'd talk to Psycho, too.
I'd rather talk to Spyco brushing his teeth while scrubbing his taint with a Brillo pad than talk to Goofy Bone.
That'd be a fun noise.
Oh. All right, let's unmute Spyco, see if he's resolved his issue.
He's Spyco, brushing his teeth.
No, he's not. He's not. He's unmuted. Spyco. Spyco, are you there? Earth to Spyco. Come in, Spyco. Unmute yourself.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Dude, what is that all about?
I'm brushing my teeth. What?
Right. Okay, let's try it again. All right. I'm telling you, this works. If you just be really quiet. In fact, I'll just mute all you guys. You just be really quiet. I swear to God, he'll stop. I fucked up last time. But I swear to God. Dude.
Hey, Vince.
What?
Tinychat.com/XUOut.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay.
Fucking real.
All right. Now we're back. He's in the green room. Everybody else is back on the show. Okay. That was my bad. I hit the wrong button last time. So, where were we?
You were going to put me in the internet green room.
Oh. You want to get down with Ginger?
Hell yeah.
I'm right here.
I'm trying to make my white ninja jealous. She getting mad.
Well, now don't use me to do that. I like my white ninja.
Why don't
I
you
do.
Guys just
I get jealous.
She's like my goddess leader.
Do a three-way.
Can't betray her.
Is she still alive? Are you talking about me? Nah, bitch.
Yeah. I said you were my goddess leader.
Yeah, bitch, I'm still alive. You mad?
Am I mad? No, not yet. Now, are we on the show?
Did Vince leave again? Vince, are you screening fucking calls again? Are you
probably.
Off zapping somewhere? He's probably stuck us in the fucking green room. Little fucking.
All right, so, anyways.
Maybe he's chewing a Twizzler.
Serious ninja talk. Ginger, what the fuck's wrong with your voice?
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct right here on good old blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay.
Fucking kill me. God damn it, Vince. If you stuck us in the green room with fucking Goofy Bone, oh my fucking God.
Come on, all right. You know, you guys don't like me. I'm not going to just talk, okay? You're hurting my feelings, okay? I'll just be quiet, okay? I'm sorry.
I didn't know fucking sick had feelings. Are you serious?
Muted.
Muted.
You're a faggot.
Unmuted.
God.
Unmuted.
You're like fucking C-3PO. If you don't leave me now, I'll be shutting down.
Graded itself, dude. Oh my god.
Muted.
God.
Muted. I seriously want to staff with bath salts right now. This is how fucking painful this shit is.
Yeah.
I wonder what that feels like.
Hopefully grainy and will cause blood to spew out from pores everywhere. Because it would at least feel a little bit better than fucking having to talk to this goddamn Goofy Bone.
Yeah, exactly. But you're tuning into Disorderly Conduct right here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hey, everyone, it's Vince in the Bay.
That is awesome.
Put
Vince
here on
the
old blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, Vince, what's up? We're supposed to be doing a show here, and then you fucking mute me? What the fuck?
So what might you spike out? Go away.
Didn't you say, let's see how long
stone.
It takes before he, you know, before he gets mad while he's brushing his teeth. I'm going to continue to brush my teeth, all right? This is my goddamn American fucking right.
Is my white ninja in here? My white ninja, are you still here? If my white ninja's not here right now, we're in the green room. I'm fucking green pool.
You can't hear me, bro.
Damn, your teeth are like a fucking bomb now. Come on. Shit,
hey man, is this Goofy Bone?
We all know it is.
Well, I've been on mute for a while. I'm just saying, you know, apparently we're moving over to your show. Russell League, what up? Holla, holla, holla.
Hey, well, I'm sorry.
My teeth are always
guys,
clean. I continuously brush them, all right, guys?
I'm on a Blog Talk Radio vacation, so my show don't start till March 1st, so. You guys are going to have to be waiting like some fucking Black Friday shopping.
Our spelling. Keep all the spaghetti.
Oh, but you guys are more than welcome.
Okay.
We love the running league in the 40s and shit.
Hey, Goofy Bone, like, seriously? on my take you up on that. If it's
I like Greasy Guy. I like
no, don't come on to my show. My show sucks. Don't come on to my show.
Are you fucking
please don't come
now?
On to my show.
Like,
you're
are you
troll me and
you're
not
fine. We're going to fucking come to your goddamn show.
Just brush harder. Brush harder.
Like fucking hey, you come over and say that Vince's show sucks, yours is better, and now that everyone's saying they're going to your fucking show, you're no, don't do that. What are you, a pussy?
It's a scare tactic.
You know, I thought a lot of
I say that so you guys could say, oh, okay, it sucks.
You know, you
I'm
can brush too hard and it can be bad for your gums.
No, I can't. You're lying.
It's fucking
hard. That can. Yeah.
I thought about this show all day. I never thought I'd be listening.
Hey, Ginger, can I brush your teeth with my dick?
Well, I thought you guys didn't like that.
Totally kind
I thought
right
teeth
here.
And that didn't go together.
You can use teeth. Okay.
Is my white ninja there?
I didn't think those things went together.
Is my
I
white
really
ninja there?
I am here.
I ain't gonna.
Hey, XQL like, wants to have raviolis with you.
You know what? I actually took his suggestion and got the raviolis. They were delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm gonna take a shot of Jaeger right now, so I'm gonna just give a shout out to all my ninjas, all my Vince and the base supporters,
but not your ninjas.
And the toothbrush. Cheers, niggas.
We're not your ninjas. I'm gonna kick Vince's teeth.
Shout out to all my ninjas out there.
Shout out to toothbrushes, just saying.
This is why we can't have that.
My God. Yeah, you're right. This is why we
this in the fucking green room. You
this is why we
prick.
Can't have good things.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct right here.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Goofy Bone. Shut the fuck up, Goofy Bone. Now. Seriously, I leave my show in the hands of what I thought was a very distinguished panel. And it turns into a three ring circus. For you ninjas,
left us with fucking Goofy Bone,
dude.
And toothbrush.
You get welcome to BTR. Welcome to Vince
and
the Bays show.
Spyco.
Welcome to Vince and the Bays show. Disorderly Conduct. That's the name of this show. It says Free Ball Friday Ninja Night. I'm totally down to doing a Ninja Night, like not on Friday. We can do a ninja night another night, but it's usually Free Ball Friday.
Medication because of you right now, Vince.
You're taking a what?
I'm taking medication because of you right now. Because you left us with
good.
Fucking toothbrush king.
I am too.
And
I am too.
Bone.
Oh, that was Audio Spaghetti. That was Audio Spaghetti. That's what my show.
Spaghetti. It was me not being able to fat for the next fucking 24 hours. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Lorelai.
Well,
Lorelai.
Make it 48 now.
I have bad news for you. He will. We'll let him back. I mean, seriously. There's going to be final thoughts eventually, and he'll have to come back. So.
Stop at source.
What?
Do what?
Stuck at source.
Fucking
ninjas. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Weird. You know what's even weirder than ninjas? People pretending to be ninjas.
Okay.
All right, let's check in with Spyco. Spyco.
Hi.
What's going on, guys? What's going on? Bro, what's going on? You know, Vince. Vince.
What?
This is serious. I want you to know. Hey, I'm trying to talk to you, nigga. I want you to know something. You will quit your show before I quit your show.
He's not lying.
Just hang up.
And back on mute. Okay. Oh, my tier ninja rage quit or got disconnected. I don't blame him.
Are you telling me I'm stuck here with Ginger?
Pretty soon. No, we got you, Ginger, and my white ninja still here. And there's also other callers. And Goofy Bone. And there's another caller here with their hand up. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who says?
Yo, it's XU out, man.
XU out.
Oh, no. XU!
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank
Dandy,
you.
Sir, have you been listening to the festivities all night?
I have, actually. And, you know, it was quite animated, but it was pretty crazy at times, too. But it's great to hear some voices that I haven't heard before. Yeah, you've been invaded, and I think you didn't know what to do with it, and you kind of just, you know, you did the best you could. And but but to be honest, constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. You know, I did broadcast in school. I know the whole thing. It's called, you know, you critique one another, and I think, you know, but you're only a one man show. But it could have been, you know, controlled a little bit more. But I'm not going to put anything down.
You think I should be more of a dictator?
No, I think you should lighten up with the, like, muting and with the chat room, because there was, like, 60-something people in there, and we could all tell and whatever. You were getting flustered, and then you just, like, shut down the chat room and all that, and Spyko was just doing his thing that he does all the time. I think something like that you should let slide a little bit more.
No, you never give that.
Are you
fucking serious?
I moderate.
This is all over a chat room mute.
There's people that only listen to the show and chat, and that's all they do, and they're into that, and that's a major component of the show. And when people when multiple people personal message me and say, hey, dude, you better have Spyko calm down or whatever. You know, and then I see him fucking spamming shit. Fuck yeah, I'll mute it.
I agree with, you know, shutting down an individual, but shutting down the whole room, you know.
Oh, yeah, because then, then there was, like, dozens of people that were doing it, so it's just like, all right.
But it's no good either way, you know, so I don't even know why I'm talking about it. It's,
you know,
a good show.
Just
a lot of people were waiting.
Il Duce, all right? Il Duce.
Il Duce. But no, it's good, you know. There was a lot of people there, and it was funny. I thought it was funny when we started off, all the ninja little smileys in the chat room, and then my white ninja gets on and just totally kicked ass and nailed you with that bacon deal tear. I think I've been trying to get his blood pressure down. He's doing all right, you know. He's getting better, but...
Did he lose connection or did he rage quit?
I cannot confirm nor deny that, but I do know that he was quite upset, you know, at a moment with that bacon.
He's very angry. You know what? That doesn't surprise me. He seems like, in general, a very angry individual.
Who are we talking about?
Teardrop. My tear ninja was quite upset about bacon.
But he's always very aggressive. Very angry.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's a teddy.
Here's the shit. I think he's going to kill somebody.
No. He wouldn't do that. I mean, if confronted.
No, I don't think he'll. No, I don't believe he'll do that. No,
insulted his bacon. I mean, let's be fair.
That's how threatening he sounds. He's intense. He's crazy, dude.
He's pretty intense, but he's just a big
teddy bear. I adore him.
Oh, I love him. He's my favorite person to have on the show. I love it. Like, I should just do shows on Friday and Saturday because that's the only time he can call in.
The one thing about him is you mess with me and he will eat your face, and that's a good friend to have.
I agree.
I think I fished off Russell Lee.
I have something of yours I'd like to eat. That's not your face.
I'll bite your penis.
Oh, you're a dirty boy, Vince. You're such a dirty boy.
Well, you heard of, you heard about my story about Susanna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's free ball.
Balls to you.
Nice. So how you doing, my white ninja? It's good to hear your voice. I haven't talked to you on the phone.
Oh, no. How you doing, X?
I'm doing good. I think you
did
a great job.
We're going to go to Ravioli soon, right? We're going to go terrorize down in the down in little town, do some ravioli action, do some little terrorizing.
Some mofiles.
I love ravioli.
We got cool raviolis here. I love ravioli in Meffa. It's good stuff. Yeah, but no. Sorry. But yeah, I know that one thing I did, something got passed along to me is I think there was something mentioned about the Russell League was going to change over to the Goofy Boy, Goofy Bone show there. And Tyrone, you know, he was mad and shit. So he quit. I haven't tried.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't mad.
He left. He hung up. He was.
They're not coming to my show. My show sucks. They're not going to come to my show. They won't last one day.
Well, you know, I'm just passing the message along. You know.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
And,
I think he is mad. 100%.
It could be to, you know, destroy you, Goofy Bone, which we all would agree that'd be a pretty good thing.
What are you talking about? I'm a Raiders fan. I destroy myself. Come on.
Well,
what the fuck?
Well, there you go.
Come on.
I'll try to divert, and you're going to be fine.
Come on.
Nah, that's all good.
You know, I got a wonderful compliment from one of Vince and the Bay's ninjas. And, you know, they deleted it because they didn't want to compliment me. But, hey, it's all good. I seen what I seen. And I'm pretty sure Vince seen what they said. But it's all good.
It is all good.
Goofy Bone, baby.
Yeah, you know, I give you that respect, too. And we all talked about it. We're like, oh, Goofy, but at the end of the day, we go, hey, the guy's got a sack of nuts. And he's a good guy. So you do what you do. It's all in fun. So, you know, respect is given.
My sock ninja. My sock ninja blocked. My sock ninja blocked.
I'm going to be back. I mean, Vince, you're going to get my tiny chat. Come
I like, I like to announce things. I like to announce things when I do them on whenever Spyco spams me with one of his bots. I like to announce when I've banned that character, that sock.
That's dirty, Vince. That's dirty.
No, it's fun. It's fun. It's kind of like what's his name? Ghost used to do. But people would just like name their names like weird shit because he would just say their names. He wouldn't say anything that they said. So they would name themselves like Harry Balls or whatever. But, you know, really just fucked up shit.
I know.
That was fucking classic, dude. It's where it's at, dude. Oh, what's this? I'm looking at the Twitter feed here. It says Shadow DXS. This is two Shadow DXS from Russell League. It says, you thought incorrectly. Eternally unwrestled. Oh my God, what is going on?
Oh, it's on now. It's on now.
My DXS ninja, do you know what's happening?
Yeah, I think Tyrone got a little butthurt.
About what?
I don't know, man. I think he got mad. I called him out as a fed.
Hang on. I can't believe I'm actually muting Spyco in overtime. It's unforreal. Okay, you know what? I can mute everybody. Anyway, continue DXS.
I think he got mad when I was joking around with him, calling him a Fed after that whole bullshit story of him and Hemick. So, he seemed a little miffed.
Oh, so I didn't see Meeps in the chat room, but somebody just retweeted her thing. It says, speaking of Russell League, she says, I won't be at Vincent the Bay later, but my ghost ninja probably will, even though I have no clue who that is.
Yeah.
Was she stuck in
right.
the main room?
I miss Meeps. I wish Meeps would call in. Or Meeps ghost for that matter. I mean my ghost ninja for that matter.
But she might have been there the whole time, Vince. She is a ninja.
Yeah, I think overall I was very, oh my god, am I getting blocked by ninjas now? Do ninjas?
Yes, you are, Vince. It's something that just is happening, and it will pass. You must
I just got blocked.
It'll all be over soon.
I can't. I seriously can't see their back tweets anymore. That's so weird.
Damn, Vince! I didn't know you could do that. Such a damage to a ninja.
Like in and out. Oh, wow. You know what? It's because the conflict of the bacon. It's because the bacon thing.
You have entered the league of ninjas.
They will not let the bacon thing down. Like, I don't hate bacon. I just don't think it's good for you. You shouldn't fetishize it.
Wait a second. Hey, my white ninja, I thought you blocked me.
I would never block you.
God damn it. I was so close.
Beep, beep, motherfucker. Beep, beep, motherfucker.
I don't think
black... You've been around long enough to remember what that is.
My black ninja doesn't like me either. I think there's some dissent within the ninja ranks. I think some people are kind of regretting that ninja show.
I think it was a great idea.
Death by bacon? Are you kidding me? Leet Ninja News Feed says death by bacon, Vincent the Bay.
Hey, that's true.
My black ninja actually tweeted, I think it's tweets for you, Vince. It says, can't I block him harder?
This is some sort of cyber reverse troll tactic. This is a triple reverse inverted troll tactic that the ninjas are performing on me right now, and wrapped up and on top of that, I have Spyco just coming at me from all angles. Oh, by the way, let's check in with Spyco.
Hey, what's going on? You caught me in a moment here. What's going on?
What's up,
X you out?
What's on
your
mind?
Talking to you, Vince. I was talking to X you out. Hey, what's up, X you out?
What's up, brother? Have a conversation with Vince for a minute. Show him your intelligence. Talk about the ant bombs and how they can colonize underneath cement and shit like that. You know, show
it's crazy,
dog. Right aside.
It's
let him know.
No, it's more fun to just act a fool on here. This is my release time, you know. I just get to release. But, I mean, did you really have to block My Sock Ninja live on a ninja show? You blocked live. You done goofed. I'm saying.
Hey, don't be using my name as name.
Look, that was a double troll.
We have a ninja down, is what you're saying?
What's up, X-U?
Do the ninja down? I mean, is it, you know, are you a greenhorn ninja? Was that a greenhorn, an egg? Just a squirrel trying to get a nut, you know, learning Tai Chi? I mean, where are you at with that ninja? You've got to be at a certain level. You know,
I love you, X-U.
Declare
I love you,
ninja down. You know, this ain't no, you know, fucking karate yet, you know.
All right, Strokey, shut up.
Taekwondo. You know what? You know what's funny? We all love you. We all do. But we can all say you're a fucking asshole sometimes. And I speak for everybody. But we love you.
Love you, Vince. Love you, XU. Love you, DXS. Ginger, my white ninja. Goofy Bone, fuck you.
Love you.
Fuck you,
love
you.
Shadow's birthday's coming up, by the way. We have to have a birthday party for Shadow, a Vince in the Bay night, and I think
yeah.
I should be night.
I have nothing to do with that. Shadow. Did you say Spyco or Shadow?
Shadow.
Shadow.
Yeah. Either one. No, I want no part of it.
Thank you.
What about Spyco then? What about a Spyco birthday party, huh? Huh?
No,
you can all brush your teeth.
That's what I just said, you idiot. I said Spyco or. Okay, that's good. All right. You try. It's like birding cats.
All right, and on that, I am out.
Hey, thank you so much, White Knight. I really appreciate it. I mean, White Knight, White Ninja. Is there anything you'd like
to
say?
You can call me Night Jack.
We all know what Vince is
thinking
of.
That's what I'm going to be. My White Ninja Night Jack.
Wow.
My White Knight, or my White Ninja. God damn it. My White Ninja. Any final thoughts before you leave us tonight?
No, thank you, Vince. I had a great time listening to Spyco brush his teeth, and I'm going to get you over the bacon problem that you have. I promise you that.
Okay.
And
I'm not going to block you.
What?
All right.
Huh?
Half the ninjas have already blocked me. It's weird.
I'm still not going to follow you.
I like.
I know, Shadow. It's okay.
I'm not going to follow you either.
All right.
But I still like the ninjas. I'm sorry that some of them are butthurt.
It's the bacon thing. They'll get over it. Don't worry.
They'll get over it.
You might reverse your stance, though. If you reverse your stance, that would help your cause.
It is. I had bacon at Outback like 3 weeks ago. With my family. It's something I consume. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying just why fetishize it.
I think it's that Black was in the green room for like 45 minutes, and by the time you set him loose, he forgot everything he wanted to say.
I don't know what you just said, but I totally agree.
Okay. Yeah, I agree too. All right. Bye.
All right. So, do you want to plug anything, my White Ninja? Any, you want to put your Twitter out there? Do you have a blog? Do you have a what do you got going on?
You don't say that to somebody who's already taken two Xanax. No, I don't want to.
Follow my White Ninja because she's beautiful and she's funny.
Shout out.
Good night, my White Ninja. I'll talk to you soon.
Good night, darling. Bye, guys. I'll see you later.
Good night, White Ninja.
Good night,
bye,
White
honey.
Ninja. Appreciate the call. She hung in there.
Yes,
wow.
She did. Like
she was awesome.
Yeah, she champed it. She totally champed it. All right. Well, I guess we'll start. We'll go around the horn here. Let's see. Jesus Christ, Spyco. Do you have any final thoughts?
I remember you issued a challenge pretty much. You said that I would pretty much stop brushing my teeth. Are you still in with that that belief that I will stop brushing my teeth?
Mole S-H-I-T.
Well, you know what? Thank you. It's been a fun ninja show. I have to say, Tier says that you just suck a dick. I don't know. I'm just relaying what Tier says.
Oh,
and thank
Tier,
you, Vince. I love,
says,
love you.
Oh my God,
Tier
says because of the bacon. It's about the bacon thing with Tier too, right?
Well, my Tier Ninja is the bacon connoisseur. What can I say?
Really?
And you pretty much.
Ninja. Holy shit!
I'm not putting those words in either one of your mouths, but you know.
I'm totally fine. All right, thank you, Spyco. Appreciate.
He just said you're a communist. I want you to know that. Tier just said you're a communist.
I'm not a communist. I'm a fascist. Tell him. Can you tell him? Can you tell him I'm not a communist, I'm a fascist? There's know the difference.
You're not a communist, you're a fascist?
Yes. Like Il Duce.
All right, well, you can tell him, like, you can tell him yourself on tinychat.com/XUOut.
Chat, fuck no. I want no nothing to do with tiny chat. All right,
we have pseudo here. We have tier, chill, norwack, xu out, lizard, gay. We have catty ninja, a gaze, new user. What's up, new user?
Tell them all that I have a boner for them and I wish them good tidings.
All right, Ben says he has a boner for all of you and he wishes you good tidings. So, and yeah, all right. I think this is supposed to be, you know, the last. There's the link right there. You should go ahead and join.
Is there any way we can, in unison, sing Kumbaya with them at the same time?
No. There's not.
Kumbaya. Come on, people.
You can suck big. Oh, God. Is he really doing this? We're not singing Kumbaya, right?
Myself. Right. Anything else, Spyco? Anything else?
Yeah, y'all are talking
to me. Deteriorated into mush at this point. Anything else?
Anything else, anybody? From tinychat.com/XUOut. Anybody?
Some weird.
I don't think so. I was just happy to take part and bring my narcotics.
I'm going to fuck you.
And my breath.
Ninja. Ginger Ninja. Hey, seriously, Ginger Ninja and my DXS Ninja, if you guys want, I'm going to play an outro song. While that's playing, I can put you in the green room. You guys can work things out.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Let's put it this way. Technically, this show can still run for another, 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
22 minutes.
Whatever. So we're gonna after we finish the final thoughts and you know, play the whatever song, you know, you guys can just still stay on the call and you know you can wax your carrot DXS a couple of times in total privacy. I'm serious. No, it's
I'm
cool.
Totally pulling out the Coke can, Dick.
The show within the show, folks, is where it's at. Goofy Bone, or Ginger, did we get final thoughts from you?
If you take a shower, you get wet. So always shower naked.
Wow. Okie dokie. Goofy Bone, any final thoughts?
Nah, just tune into 186 Point Deuce on March 1st. Sorry, Russell Lee. Y'all going to have to wait. So kick it here on Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to Disorderly Conduct. And you, Vince, Happy New Year, man.
Right on. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. We miss you. Look out, though, when you come back. Russell League is going to be ready for you.
I'll be waiting.
They want
you. Shouts out to the ninjas. Y'all did a good job, Kung Fu motherfuckers.
Yes. Yeah, thankfully I didn't have to pull out my zero day for the ninjas. But I might do it just for the heck of it because I think there's a couple of them that I have on hold because I screen calls. You don't even know. Talk about show within the show. Half the callers that I screen in the screening room are like completely insane trolls. It's really not even like it's more than dark humor. It's bad. So sometimes you miss out on some really nasty people. But usually everybody's in good good spirits. I forgot where I was going with this.
You're going to put me and her in the green room.
Oh, yeah. You guys are totally going to be able to cyber out in there.
Back on.
I'm glad you guys got to make a love connection here. And, okay, so we're done with Goofy Bone. My DXS Ninja, did you get final thoughts?
No, I didn't. But what would happen to make some. I just wanted to let you know that it's officially illegal on the internet to hate bacon. death by bacon is the penalty for that one. And
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
It doesn't matter. It's on the internet, therefore it's true.
Fuck. I guess I'm getting off the internet.
Yeah, you gotta. That's just all there is to
peace
it, man.
Out, peace out. peace out, Nimjas.
Bye, Vince.
Stay yeah. frosty. What else, dude?
Fuck you.
What
you
else,
wanted to
bro?
Use some jester shit.
What about that?
I said you wanted to use some jester shit like that. It's mean.
I like the jester. I like the jester. The jester gives me good constructive criticism about hosting my show. I appreciate it. I'm glad he unblocked me.
Not like he's got the balls to call in.
Who knows? Maybe he did call in once.
Oh, fuck him. Anyways, I'm done.
I like a ninja like that. Or they, or it, whatever you want to call it.
Thank you, very nice.
So, anything else, DXS?
Nah, I'm straight.
Excellent. Anybody left? Wait, X you out. Did we hear from you for your final thoughts?
No, but this
what are your final thoughts? X you out. Your final thoughts, please.
Yes, all final thoughts. Great show. It's good to hear the ninjas tonight. And it was a good show. Overall, good show. A lot of listeners. And Tyrone is great once again. And good times, man. Good times. So have a good night, and look forward to the next show. And that's all.
You have our gratitude.
Yes, yes, that's of course you do.
Get in my tiny chat.
Tiny chat, yeah. And what are we looking for? What's and folks? Oh, by the way, it's the tiny chat he's talking about. You know what? This is what's going on in there. Check this out. I'm gonna unmute Spyco. He's in there, right? That's what you're missing in Tiny Chat right there.
On camera, so you can see me dead in my eyes
yeah,
as I brush
yeah,
my teeth.
Yeah, the only thing you're missing is a fucking close-up shot of his mouth and that brush just going to town.
Hey, Vince, where can they find that at? Where can they find that at again?
I don't know. Tell us.
tinychat.com/XUOut. XU0UT. XUOut.
There's ten people on cam, put it that way. This is the most ever. There's 10 cams on cam.
Wow.
And so, everyone's
gums
there.
Are bleeding. And like raw.
They're not.
There, so,
beautiful gums.
Time, can
I go on their website?
Get in my
yeah,
chat. You can come
totally
in.
Go on there.
I mean, I'm not in the chat room anymore.
I'll be on there as a user.
Yeah, well, just come in. Good.
Whatever, dude. Go on, go in on Twitter, it don't matter.
Yeah, everyone is welcome. So, it's XU0UT. Come on in, have a good time, it's all good.
The link is in the chat also.
All right, cool. Awesome. I'm out of the chat, so I can't see. All right, Goofy's in now. Cool.
I'll tweet it to you, Goofy.
Awesome. All right, thanks. Signing off. Hope to catch you in Tiny Chat. If not, I'll catch up with you, man. Have a good night, my friend.
Thank you, good sir. I appreciate it, as always. Great to have you on the show. Oh, wow. What a show.
I know. You're going to hurt yourself.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct right here on good old Vince in the Bay show on blogtalkradio.com.
More radio graffiti here in Overcast, folks. I just can't. I can't help it. Ginger and sorry, I had to mute him. My DXS Ninja and my Ginger Ninja, you are moments away from being. You're dangerously close to being dangerously close to having a one-on-one session in the green room while I play a track. You little busy bees, do your thing and come back or tweet us and tell us how things worked out.
Okay.
Will do, Vince. Will do.
All right.
Use a rubber. Don't forget to use a rubber.
It's the internet, so I'm always safe.
All right, dude. All right, there's some ninjas that have been on the line that I've... I've been screening, and I saved them till the end. So we're gonna do radio graffiti at the end with these guys. They seem pretty fucking hardcore, and I'm gonna drop my fucking zero day. I didn't get a chance to. So I'm gonna unmute everybody. We'll do audio spaghetti, and then I will release my zero day at some point. So here we go. First, we're going to cue the audio spaghetti music. And then after that, once you hear Vanilla Ice, Shadow and Ginger, you guys are going to have a good time.
Okay.
I could put you guys in there now if you want. It don't even matter.
Either way, it's fine.
Get them in there now. Let them have all the time they want.
Do you want to go in there? Hey, Goofy, if you want, I could slip you in there with them.
No, it's okay.
You got to be quiet.
Let them have their time. No. I know you'll hide me behind the curtains, but you got to remember I'm fat, so my belly pops out. So that ain't going to work like last time. But thanks.
That's right, Goofy. So here we go, audio spaghetti, folks. I'm going to just unmute everybody for a couple of minutes and then unleash my zero day, and we're going to get out of here. So my DXS and my Ginger Ninja can fornicate. So there you go. My Spyco Ninja is back. Hey, Norwalk. Do you want to say anything?
What's up?
We have Norwalk with us. His hand was not up. He was lurking. He was listening. I apologize, Norwalk, if you didn't want to be put on the air. But do you want to go back on mute, or do you want to say something real quick?
I got nothing to say, to be honest.
Hello, Norwalk. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Hello, Norwalk, I love you, you crazy motherfucker, you crazy motherfucker, you.
I go, can you chill out with two friends for a minute? Come on, just talk to us.
I just did. How are you doing today?
I'm alright, how about you?
Oh man, my teeth are doing excellent today, it's ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous.
I can see the from space, dude. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. I'm glad Norwalk said something.
Yeah, right? That dude hardly ever talks unless it's in his little gibberish language.
Yeah, I can't wait until you and Ginger go in that green room. It's going to be sexy.
Yeah, too bad you can't come and join us.
I know, right? It is too bad.
It's dangerous.
Seems like my kind of girl. I mean, Adderall and Xanax? Come on.
My doctor's such a putz. They're cooking that shit up, sprinkle it in the line.
You're snorting it? Yeah, you can do that.
I haven't tried that, but it doesn't mean I wouldn't.
The Xanax before? Oh my god, girl.
This is a microphone.
Oh my god, a bunch of dope fiends.
Same.
I think that's another quote from Jester. I think he tweeted me once. He said, "Your show is just a bunch of trolls and dope fiends."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he already blocks me.
Jester doesn't like anybody.
He likes me now.
Fuck that motherfucker. I ain't no troll.
I am unblocking all the bitches.
You're a crab infested.
I'm getting a little echo. What's going on here?
Teardrop?
That's it. I think I'm going to unleash my 0 day.
Uh-oh.
You motherfuckers.
Here it comes.
I think it's one of these people I unmuted. All you ninja motherfuckers. Yeah, you've got your
swords. These are ninjas with tits. That's all I want to know.
Got your swords. I got my fucking lightsaber, bitches. You ever think of that? Come at me, bro. God damn it, no. Oh, wow. Fucking ninjas are fucking tough to fucking fight, dude. Those people are fucking crazy. I already got blocked by like 20 of them. Just because I don't think bacon should be promoted. It's not even I don't like bacon. I ate bacon just like a couple weeks ago. I love the taste of bacon. I wish I could eat it all the time. But it's not nutritionally good for you, and it's not a good meme to have on the internet, all right? I'm talking about, this goes back to my show I did a week ago with Randy Zuckerberg, practicing proper digital etiquette. This is not proper digital etiquette. Promoting a product like bacon is, It's paramount to promoting cigarettes, okay? You might as well stab your kid like 5 times in the face than let them eat bacon every day, all right? It's not a good thing to fetishize. Man. But whatever. Hey, it's my show. So all the ninjas that were left, I pretty much fucking killed. But I had a fun time. That was a great show. That was so much fun. I want to fulfill a request for somebody who... Actually, you know what? I'm gonna play this one. This is this guy. I don't know how to say his name. Oh, wait, we have a last-second person with their hand up. Go ahead, caller. Who is this? Hello? Caller, you just put your hand up. Are you there? Hello? Spyco, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you're there still. Okay.
I didn't know it was unmuted. What's going on? What are we doing?
Oh, no, I'm just ending the show.
Oh, I thought we were starting this shit.
No, we're ending this shit. So
you're actually ending it right now. You're not starting it.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
Vince! What were you talking about just a second
ago? I was talking about Buckethead and how awesome he is.
No, before that.
Oh, I was talking about how I'm a big Les Claypool fan and love Primus, and I've seen Les Claypool and Buckethead play together.
No, before that.
Oh, before that, I was talking about how I'm into all kinds of music. I'm into rock. You know, what would be considered alternative? Like, you know, weird rocky bands. Growing up, to go to a lot of Primus shows. In fact, Primus is probably the show, the band that I've seen the most of any band growing up.
Really? That's interesting. Hey, I want to know, when is Tier Coil's Domination show going to be on?
I hope tomorrow, unless he's still butthurt because...
Well, he was just saying something about that. He said I better not be brushing my teeth tomorrow, because if I call in and brush my teeth, he'll be mad, but not really. So, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. I don't know how to read him, honestly.
Yeah, he's on and off, and he has a very intimidating voice, so you think he's mad 1 second, but he's not really.
Yeah.
He's just very dominant.
He sounds mad all the time, but he's
Well, it comes with the teamwork when you're a dom, you know. Basically, clubbing everybody constantly, just saying.
All right, we're going to peace out, everybody.
All right. Have a good time, Vince.
Bye, everybody.
Hey.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.